From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Waleed Amualem, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister's promise was coupled with a prayer for peace as Syrian Christians gathered to light a Christmas tree late Thursday. Al-Mualem met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing also on Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. Talks could begin as soon as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian airplanes. At least 100 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno in the town of Niue when a gas truck exploded. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan have released a new video on Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost, as well as several other violent acts, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas in Syria and Iraq, released a map in January identifying the area in Afghanistan as its province.